According to U.S. economics editor for The Economist magazine, Greg Ipp, the forward march of globalization appears to have paused since the onset of the financial crisis in 2008. Globalization revolves around principles such as free trade and the uninterrupted flow of capital from nation to nation. While most nations still want to enjoy the benefits of globalization, including product specialization, lower prices, and the potential for enhanced investment, many nations are pursuing policies to insulate themselves from some of the impacts of globalization, including the offshoring of jobs and capital flight. A simple measure of trade intensity, world exports as a share of world output, rose steadily, according to Ipp, from 1986 to 2008, but has been flat ever since. Global capital flows, which topped $11 trillion in 2007, amounted to barely a third of that figure last year. Controls on the flow of capital into and out of nations, long viewed as a relic of a more regulated era, are regaining respectability in many circles as nations seek to frustrate boom and bust cycles. The flow of people between nations is also being managed more carefully than before the crisis. While borders haven't been completely closed, admissions criteria have become stricter in many countries. For WYPR, I'm Anibon Basu.